is off the Toronto band's debut full-length release. It was titled Album, and that came out in 2010. Peter Bjorn and John, young folks, off of their album Writer's Block, and brand new music from Christopher Paul Stelling, Destitute, new single from Itinerant Arias. It's out on May 5th. And that's on Anti Records. And you can pre-order Christopher Paul Stelling's new album on ChristopherPaulStelling.com. And he will be at Atwood's Tavern on May 18th. And I do suggest, if you are in the area, you head out to Atwood's Tavern. It's one of the coolest venues around. And they have really, really great artists all the time. So check them out. And remember, Christopher Paul Stelling, May 18th. All right. It is the 8 o'clock hour. It is the Music Savage Show. I hope you are enjoying it. I am having some problems, but I think I'm working my way around all of them. I want to let you know something very important. You should not drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. Do you understand that? People die that way. And that is a public service message from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Education Radio. This hour coming up, we will have the Vancouver band Bad Pop joining me for a chat. I'm going to play some of their songs, talk about their tour, how things are going, and that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to get back into the music right now with something from the White Stripes off of their album Icky Thump. It's the track of the same name, Music Savage Show.
We'll be right back. daddy home? Did he go away and leave you all alone? Oh, I caught a bad desire.
And coffee and smack. Coming and going, it has to be Boeing. The best form of defense is blow them up in a regular cup. Have an espresso, you will, oh I guess so. I feel my heart is gonna start to jump, 'cause it's wired to a pump. And the space needle points to the sky. The space needle's such a nice guy that he never knows. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac. All the Norwegians, man, you should see them out in Ballard looking so full of the pines. The Swedes, all of the groovers came from Vancouver, and some of them came up from Oregon. In case you don't know, but the space needle points to the sky. The space needle's such a nice guy, but you never know. Be the Seattle Tacoma. The best computers and coffee and smack. Viva Seattle Tacoma, viva, viva SeaTac.
the Music Savage Show, and that was music from Wilco off of the band's 1995 debut album, AM, track called Passenger Side. Music up ahead of that from Robin Hitchcock, Viva SeaTac from his album Jewels for Sophia. Shaky Graves doing a cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire, and that came off of the Austin, Texas musician's 2011 album, Roll the Bones. Throw Muses up ahead of that with Not Too Soon from The Real Ramona. Big Train with Bad Things from the Connecticut band's 1995 album, Land of Steady Habits. And kicking off the set with The White Stripes, Icky Thump. That's the title track from the band's 2007 album. I am Ryan D. I'm having a great time. I hope that you are too. For this edition of the Music Savage Show, let's get back into it with one of my favorite songs from the Silver Sun Pickups. Well, maybe I'm going to try that again. Maybe the player doesn't like my favorite song. Stupid player. Let's do it again. Here's something from Silver Sun Pickups. It's one of my favorite songs.
Airplane.
Well, all right, my friends. It is the Music Savage Show. I am your host, Ryan D. I have some wonderful guests in the audience, but first I have to turn the mics on. So let's see if I can do that gracefully.
Hello. Hello.
Nope, not yet. Maybe.
Hello.
Now.
Hello.
Let's see.
Are we there?
Boom.
Oh, that sounds like voices.
Boom.
Voices in our head.
Hello. Do we have all of you?
Hello, check 1, 2.
Oh, we got some more Radiohead too.
Oh, hey, I'm putting on Radiohead just to keep things going, I suppose. Oh, right. I don't know if I have you up here. Hold on 1 second.
Hello. Hello.
I have you.
Hello, hello.
I have
hello.
You.
Hello, hello.
I don't have. What's wrong with your mic?
We can share.
That's okay. I'll go over there. That's good.
Hmm. All right. I guess you guys can...
Yeah, we can share.
I'm fine over here.
All right, beautiful. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. We have in studio right now Vancouver's Bad Pop. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
It is very nice to have you joining me today. I thank you for taking some time out of your tour and stopping by to say hi. We are big fans of yours. As you know, we just made your Bad Pop single Song of the Week here on WMFO and the Music Savage Show. We aired that. I put that on last week. I put that on a Monday as the Song of the Week. And lo and behold, I got a message from PR, from your PR, and saying, hey, they're going to be in town. You want to stop by? And I said, of course I do.
That sounds great.
Yes.
That's great. Love how that works.
It worked out very well. So you were in town to play tonight, and unfortunately, that is not happening.
Yeah.
You were going to be at the Middle East.
We were supposed to be,
They canceled.
I think they sold too many tickets.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Especially
fire code thing. Had to cancel it.
They had to say no to you guys, fire code. Well, as you guys know, I mean, as everybody knows, really, that's kind of what happens sometimes when you're on the road. These things happen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got a night off in Boston.
Got a night off in Boston. So you are passing through, and you're heading up to Ottawa next,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah, up to Canada.
Oh, right. Going kind of back homeward, I suppose.
Exactly.
But then you turn around and you come back in.
Yeah, then we come back down into the States.
All right. And now, okay, so let's talk about your new single, Bad Pop. I really love it. Okay. We love it at Music Savage. Now, it was originally released last year under Hot Panda, right?
It was
Hot Panda track. So you created the song, and you said, this is one of the best songs ever, so let's name ourselves after this song. Is that how that worked?
Yeah, Metallica was taken.
Yeah, we tried for Metallica, couldn't do that. Bad Pop, that's the next
Bad
one.
Pop.
No, I think I love the idea of like a band, song, and album all having the same
title. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, we were kind of drawn to that idea.
Yeah.
And when you released it, was there, when you released it as Hot Panda, was there already thoughts about the name change, or was that just something that was sudden?
Yeah, we had thought about it. That was back, but when we put it up before, we just kind of put it out just on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We were just like, let's put out this record. And we were Hot Panda before, so that's just what it was. But now that it's going to be coming out properly with a label and all that stuff, we thought about maybe changing the name and... yeah, I think we're happy with it.
I like it. You know what? Speaking of names, I have yet to introduce the trio that's in front of me because
I was so
excited that you guys are here. All right, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves, my friends.
I'm Chris.
I'm Aaron, and I play the drums in the band.
And I'm Catherine, and I play bass.
Chris, Catherine, Aaron, these guys are Bad Pop, and I'm going to play for you right now their tune, Bad Pop, here on the Music Savage Show.
You wanna know?
Music Savage Show. That is music from the band I have here in front of me, Bad Pop. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, your mic's working.
That's great.
I love it.
Yay.
All right, so we have Chris, Catherine, and Aaron here from the band Bad Pop. They are currently on tour, and they were so kind to stop by the station and say hi to yours truly. I am Ryan D., host of the Music Savage Show. And so, Bad Pop, that came out on January 27th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is on your newest label, Metropolis Recordings. And as Hot Panda, you were on Mint,
yes.
Correct? Okay. So when the last Hot Panda album was 2012.
Yep. Go
tight. Tell me about the time in between. I mean, you guys were still playing. You still were making music.
Yeah, the band was very like we were a 4-piece back then. Aaron wasn't in the band back then, so it was a different group. Partially okay. The reason why we changed the name. Yeah, so it was a lot of refiguring what the band was going to be, because we went to a 3-piece, which changes a lot of things,
right,
structure-wise. And, mm-hmm, so there was a lot of just jamming, a lot of trying out different ideas, a lot of, like...
It's like a year of just playing.
Trying to figure out what we sounded like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Starting a band over again, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. And you guys were part of the main core. There used to be a 5-piece, and then, right, am I correct, a 5-piece?
Well, there was four normally, but sometimes five. Yeah.
Okay.
Catherine used to play trumpet, actually, something weird.
Yeah, I would just join them every once in a while.
That is so fantastic. Yeah. So bass and trumpet. Now, do you still plan on doing trumpet on tour? Did you?
She plays bass and trumpet. At the same time.
The skills right there are kind of stunning.
And Aaron plays the accordion and drums. Now.
And drums at the same time.
Yeah.
I can't believe
with
I can't see you live.
Full costume change at the same time.
Let's talk about. All right, so we're gonna play something from Hot Panda. I'm going to play my favorite track off of it, which is Bullhorn Romance.
Oh wow, that's an old one.
It is, but
yeah,
I like it a lot because of the wonderful ending. Which is a kazoo ending.
Kazoos.
Yes. So here we go. Here is Hot Panda, Bullhorn Romance, Music Savage Show.
Don't
Yeah, that is a lot of fun right there.
That takes me back.
That was Hot Panda Bullhorn Romance, and that's off the debut album of yours, Volcano, Bloody Volcano. That was released in 2009 on Mint Records. And of course, I told you guys, that's my favorite track from that album because of the wonderful kazoo ending.
That's actually the way I sing, so that's
quite a falsetto.
Quite offensive. That's my singing voice.
All right, so the band is now leaving because I've offended them. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, so you formed in 2006, correct?
That's when Hot Panda got
That's
started.
That's when Hot
yeah,
Panda
yeah.
started, and your first EP was a year or so later, Whale-Headed Girl.
Yep. Okay. Well, yeah, I think it was 2007 it came out. Does it say on there?
2007? I wrote a lot of things. Oh, 2007, that's right.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
So you released three critically acclaimed albums as Hot Panda, and you pretty much toured all over the world.
Yeah, we went to a lot of places.
And you played a lot of festivals,
yes.
And you were named as one of the best bands for a festival by NME.
Yep.
In 2011, you won Edmonton Music Award.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you guys are racking up the accolades. And after only a few years going into this as Hot Panda, you know, you're playing around. Is the touring schedule, is bringing all these getting to all these festivals, did you find that you saw your fan base grow because of you were constantly on tour?
Yeah, it definitely helps being on tour. I feel like that's when, you know, you stay relevant when you're doing stuff.
True. Very true.
And if you stop doing stuff for a short period of time, you can quickly become irrelevant, I think.
That is also true.
Especially nowadays.
Yes.
Short attention spans everywhere.
Yes, short attention spans are... Yeah.
And too much stuff out there, right?
Too much stuff to listen to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we like to hear, especially Music Savage, we focus on all the really great things. Obviously, we think you guys are really great.
Thank you.
And we're going to play another Hot Panda track. This is coming off of, what am I playing? I'm playing Shoot Your Horse, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Is that what I'm going to play? Yeah, and that's off of your 2010 album, How Come I'm Dead. I like this track because it's very, it's got like a Western-y vibe to it.
Kind of a spaghetti Western.
Yeah, yeah. I really dig that. So here it is. Here is Shoot Your Horse from the 2010 album, How Come I'm Dead, from Hot Panda.
Shoot, fling into the air. And
WMFO Medford. It's the Music Savage Show. We have Vancouver's Hot Panda here with us, Chris, Catherine, and Aaron.
But hello. We're Bad Pop.
Hey! It's Bad Pop. All right, so that was Hot Panda, and that was a track called Shoot Your Horse from How Come I'm Dead. My favorite track off of that, because it's very western-y, the back and forth male, female vocals.
Got a Nick Cave thing going
on
there.
Yeah, I like this. So a lot of things that you guys were doing at that time, you played with a lot of different sounds and styles of music. And with the Bad Pop album, I read something about how, was it maybe your bio, how you were these indie kids and you grew up and now you're angry about it and now the music reflects that. I found that very interesting to kind of stay in a band and kind of keep everything new and fresh as mm-hmm. the years go on.
Yeah.
And not only do you have, you know, the name change, do you think, like, did you feel like changing your sound to be a little more heavy, to be a little more aggressive?
It was pretty natural. I think we just kind of, that's just what was happening when we were working on new songs. Mm-hmm. But I think there was an effort to make the Bad Pop stuff more focused and a bit more direct.
Okay.
I think like a lot of Hot Panda stuff was very ambiguous and it changed genres often.
Right.
And yeah, it was a bit more confusing. Maybe that's why Hot Panda didn't get bigger.
Well, no, I mean, I can understand it being confusing, but you did find a really big audience with that, with the multi kind of sounds and layers that you added to to these songs.
But there was something about trying to write more concisely and like a more concise point of view, a more mm-hmm. concise sound, you know? And I think that's... it works with a three-piece too really well like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Working on the songs, making the songs just stronger and less...
makes for a better editing process.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to play the last track I was going to play was... it was a Hot Panda track, and that was Future Markets, but I was just handed a new version of Future Markets, which is now a Bad Pop song, and I'm really excited to play this for you. And this is going to be on an upcoming EP.
I think
EP.
It's going to be on an EP that's coming out with Metropolis. I think that's what's happening with
Excellent.
This.
Excellent. Well, all right, let's get into it. Here is Bad Pop with Future Markets, Music Savage Show.
Power meets power.
bad, bad pop.
Bad, bad, bad pop.
Bad, bad pop.
So bad it's good.
You've been a bad, bad pop.
Bad pop right there. A redone version of Future Markets.
Yes.
So that, again, was on the last Hot Panda album, and you reworked it, and you were saying that it's more in tune with what you play live.
Yeah, we wanted to do a version that was like how we play it live. It goes over really well live, that song. We're, and it's changed, obviously, as you could tell when you heard that one. Yeah, so we're like, yeah, we should have that preserved.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really, we are big fans of the Bad Pop album. You guys are swinging through town. Your tour here, your show here was canceled, and you had asked who I was going to see.
Yeah.
It was going to be you guys.
Oh. Oh, no. We beat out the Flaming Lips for tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, you know what? I'm going to catch you guys when you come back, as long as you promise to come back.
Oh, we'll definitely come back. I was bummed Boston. That this didn't work out. Yeah. But this is our first American tour, and we just have the one song out. It'll all work out in the future.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to be heading up to Ottawa. Your next show is Sunday, March 5th, and you are on tour throughout March, and then you're going to be wrapping up in Seattle, Washington, on March 26th, which is right next to home.
It is, but then we go right to England.
Oh, then you go on the Europe tour.
Yeah, yeah.
For 6 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's great. How long will we be in Europe for?
I think we're in Europe for like 10 days.
10 days? Yeah. Excellent. Well, for all show dates and more info on all of those upcoming shows, you can check out the info and get tickets through badpopband.com. Get familiar with this band. I think big things are ahead for these crazy kids here. Thank you so much
for
stopping by today. I really appreciate having you on the show.
Hey, anytime.
And safe travels and enjoy the rest of the tour.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks
so much.
All right. This was Chris, Catherine, and Aaron from Bad Pop. I have been your host, Ryan D. This has been the Music Savage Show. Join us next week for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Until then, have a great rest of the day and weekend, and I'll see you right back here next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Music Savage Show ends now. Bye, kids.